Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Pam Stone, the host of the Declutter Power Show. The purpose of the show is to bring powerful women who are walking their walk and talking their talk, and to help inspire women to find their voice. So without further ado, I have my guest on here. Her name is Charisse of Styles. And Charisse, why don't you tell the guests, first of all, welcome to the show, Charisse. It's so exciting to have you on here. I'm sad.
Hi.
This will be our last show. It was so fun. This month went by so fast with you being on here. So I'm greatly appreciated you joined us.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. It has been an amazing month, and I'm surprised that this is the last week, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that went by quick.
I know. It did go by fast. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Awesome. Well, I am an image and visual branding consultant for female entrepreneurs. I help you style for success because when you look good, you feel great. And so I'm better known as your virtual stylist. I help women to put together their looks and make sure it aligns with their brand identity. And I'm able to do this over the phone and over the internet and by putting together visual looks for you, sending you links so you can shop, online and have the pieces delivered to your home. So it's a really awesome experience. And every day I'm just like so thrilled about working with a new woman and getting her image all lined up with her brand and getting her out there to walk in her purpose. So
absolutely.
Absolutely.
I have to tell you, listeners, if you need a stylist, Charisse is the one. I'm here to tell you. She will help you in all shapes, forms, and fashions. So Charisse, let's jump into it. So I know our topic for today is how our image is aligned with our visual branding. So tell the listeners a little bit about that and how it works with them.
Awesome. Okay, so, well, basically, as an image and visual branding consultant, this is the nook and cranny of what I do. You know, this is really it. So whether I'm just helping you with your image or whether I'm helping you with your visual brand or whether I'm doing a service that really brings it together, this is my full package. This is what I can give you in a nutshell. And so it's basically making sure that your image is aligning with your brand identity. And there are some steps to doing, this process. Of course, it's a lot more intricate. But for the women entrepreneurs out there who's trying to do it on their own, there are a few steps I can share with them tonight, Pam, that might help them be able to line those things up or at least get them thinking, about
Perfect.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So go ahead and give them a few, start off with the first tip.
Okay, awesome. So the first one is to basically find out your brand identity. You know, make sure you think through what your brand story is, what your vision is, what your mission is. What are you going to be presenting to the world or doing to better the world, right? So when you think about that and you know what it is you'll be bringing, it'll help you to kind of then dig into what your personal style is. And that is, the second piece. It's like, okay, so I know what it is my mission is. I know what my vision is for how my gifts are going to help the world, right? So those things are important because if you are something like a yoga instructor, right, but then you also feel like from your personality you are a glamour girl. You really like to be glammed up and looking your best and your 5-inch pumps and, your lipstick and looking real, glamorous, then you have to really figure out what part of your personality you are going to, line up with your vision. Because, of course, when you are doing the yoga, you need to be looking one way. But that doesn't mean that you have to lose the glam puss that you are, what I mean? So you want to make sure that you remain authentic. So there's ways to do it so that when you are showing up being the yoga instructor, you are in clothing that is comfortable and that is cute, comfy, and able to really still kind of speak to your personality and who you are. So it's well put together, but it's also something that you can actually functionally do your job in, right? And then there's those other times when you're going to be in front of the camera maybe doing some training or some talking and, you know, taking pictures for your business. And those are the times when you can dress up a little bit more like a glam. You'll want to make sure you have some shots where you have on your yoga clothes so that it makes sense. Because the third step to this is to make sure that you have a wardrobe you're putting together or an image that you're putting together that will attract your ideal client, right? So going back to this glam puss, if she's only putting up pictures in her glamorous clothing and her 5-inch pumps, that's not going to really help her attract her ideal client if that's all we see of her, because that is not really having her image line up with her brand identity. Do you get what I'm saying? So
yes.
It'll be really a major disconnect. And in that disconnect, you're going to suffer because people aren't really going to feel like it's authentic, and so they're really not sure. So you do want to make sure that you identify what your personal style is. You know, are you sporty? Are you chic? Are you classic? Are you funky? Are you glamorous? You know, you want to make sure you know that. But then we want to make sure we now find a way to take that piece of you, staying true and authentic to who you are. We want to make sure that we could take that piece of you and make sure that it's still going to attract your ideal client. Make it work, so to speak, right? Make it work.
Right.
So, at the end of this, what we do is to make sure that we create a look that makes you feel comfortable, feel cute, that's authentic to who you are, but still attracts your ideal client. So with this glamorous woman, what we would do is, again, make sure that the yoga clothes is well put together, maybe throw, you know, her favorite color in there, maybe pink or purple or whatever that might be, right, in her glam clothes, I mean, in her yoga clothes, so that she's able to function and do what she's supposed to do, but it's also speaking back to her personality and her style a little bit, you know? And then we are able to pull out that other piece, put on, you know, your fabulous fur coats and whatever else, you know, you love as a glam girl when you are out to drinks, out to networking parties, out, you know, doing more of your in-person events, speaking engagements, trainings, things of that nature. So if you're not going to be actually hitting the yoga mat, it's fine to be that glam puss. But you want to make sure that you are showing enough visually online that they get what it is that you do. So
that
is pretty much the importance of aligning the image with your brand identity. I had a client yesterday who was a very, very classic chic woman. She really, really loved dressing up, loved wearing, you know, dresses and, you know, heels and stuff like that. And she was kind of nervous about her style not attracting her ideal client because, you know, she is a health coach, but she also wanted to specifically work with divorced women. And so her thing is that as a divorced woman, her, you know, someone who went through divorce, she understands that it leaves you in a place of really, you know, kind of losing yourself and needing to regain yourself and your image and your body, taking care of yourself again. And so her fear was, if I want to reach those women, I might be too glamorous to reach them, you know, because I love being so over-the-top glamorous. You know what I mean? She didn't want to miss reaching them because all they're seeing is all, you know, all these glamorous pictures and they're like, how would she know what I'm going through? How could she relate to me, you know? And so I totally commended her because that is exactly what aligning your image with your brand is, being conscious of that, being conscious of the fact that I need to show that I am somebody that can relate to them. So now without losing yourself, because we never want to do that, we have to be authentic to ourselves. If you lose yourself, people are going to know that too. You know, you have to be authentic. It has to come through. Otherwise, it comes through in a way that people really feel like, this is not coming through authentic. I'm not feeling like what she's saying is real. I'm not feeling like, you know, this delivery is true. And then they're going to wonder what else about you is not true, and we don't want that. You know what I mean? So
true.
It's important to stay true to who you are, and that goes all the way down to your style and what clothing represents you and speaks for you, you know? So this woman, this particular client, it was so awesome that she was thinking like that, and I helped her to create a style that was still very authentic to her and who she was, that classic chic kind of person who loves to be glamorous, but able to tone it down enough that she could relate. So I was just telling her to wear things like really fitted tees with some jeans or some slacks and some really gorgeous shoes that makes her feel very chic and very glamorous and stylish. But then, you know, just throw on a cardigan or in a nice statement necklace, you know, a nice studded necklace, you know, something like that. So it's well put together. It still speaks to the fact that she's a very classic chic woman who loves style and fashion, you know, with nice accessories and jewelry and things like that. But it's still relatable. It's still relatable. It's still something that a woman transitioning out of one stage of her life and coming into another can still identify with and, you know, relate to and be comfortable enough to say, I like you. I want to work with you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so
absolutely.
I totally got it. Do you get how, like, you know, her being so glamorous all the time, how
yep.
that would kind of affect her market, you know?
I do. Because funny enough, we did actually that same exact exercise in another one of my groups. And we had our coach had brought up the different styles of people, and she had us interpret the different styles of each individual and we had to tell her what we think of them. And we were off on a couple of them. So you're absolutely right. The way you, what, how you look, if that's the message you want them, you want that to be delivered. Because sometimes, you know, the way you look is not necessarily the perception. So it has to line up. And I so agree with you, because there was one particular one where there was all the fun and frills and we're like, oh, she's laid back. And she's like, exactly. And then we had one that, you know, she was all glamorous. And they were like, well, what's the probability of the class going with the one who's glamorous if you can't relate, or if can't relate to you, or you don't even know what her message is? And if we're not compatible, then you're right. It throws the whole message. Do lose clients that way. So I totally agree with
yes.
you.
Yes, you do. You really do. And you know, the thing is of course we have to be authentic and true to who we are, right? Because you
right.
also lose clients by not doing that, because they are you. Every one of us, especially, you know, with a gift and talent who decides to use it.
Right.
We each have a tribe. We have a special group of people out here that we are meant to serve. We are designed
mm-hmm.
to serve. And so if we're not authentic to who we are, we won't attract them. We won't attract them
Correct.
Either. You know, we won't be able to draw them in, because it's our personality. It's our style. It's how we wear our hair. It's the glasses we wear. Like, there's so many things about just being us and what we like
mm-hmm.
and being honest and true to what we like and what we're attracted to that attracts them. You know what I mean? That attracts the
yeah.
people we're meant to serve. You know, they're going to be attracted to things like, I like his sneakers. I like his style. I like the way, you know,
right.
and the same thing with, you know, with the opposite. It's like, if they don't, then it's going to be hard for them to get past stuff like that. You know, it could be little
right.
hang-ups about things that you're just like, I don't know, I'm not feeling it, you know?
Exactly.
And so that's the difference of, like, who you're supposed to be drawn to in life.
Absolutely.
And who's supposed to cross your path and who's not. You know what I mean?
Right. And I
yeah,
do agree.
So
like I said, that exercise that we did is a prime example of what you're talking about. Prime example.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's really important to kind of, you know, take these steps in time and think about
right.
that, because, you know, again, I commended my client yesterday, because I was like, you know, it's so amazing, because you are stylish and you
mm-hmm.
have great style. So a lot of people would not think that they need help from an image consultant when you are stylish. But she understood that I did image and visual branding and help you to, you know, make sure that the image is lining up with the brand and, you know,
right.
you will attract the right client. And it was really awesome that she realized, hold on, it might be a disconnect here. You know,
right.
how do I, you know, stay true to me and still
right.
have that connection? And she was really, really thrilled, you know, to think of just the little things that she needed to change or the little things she can, you know, do to make everything
right.
work, you know, where she's completely satisfied and still feeling cute and sexy and comfortable and fabulous and stylish, but also not offending the client and able
right.
to attract them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So let's go back to your first tip. Your first tip was finding out your idea story, your identity, or your mission and vision statement of your yourself. How was that? Mm-hmm. How would a new entrepreneur come to? Because I could see someone new coming to you, and that's the first place they're going to struggle. Do you help them get to that point, or do you have some tips on how they can come already to you with some type of idea?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, your brand story, and, you know, a lot of business coaches really help people, you know, with their brand story and their mission statement and their vision statement. But it really goes back to, again, you and your gifts and who you think you are meant to help in this world, you know, and mm-hmm. what is your mission with your gift? What is your mission with your gift? What are you going to be doing? So that's something that most clients come to me already knowing. They already know, even if they haven't sat down and really written out their vision statement or written out their mission statement, which every entrepreneur should, right? But
right.
Even when they haven't yet, they still have an idea. They're still coming to me knowing what they want
to be. With an idea.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Knowing what they're meant to be, knowing what their purpose is, knowing who, you know, they want to serve. You know, even if they're not
right.
really, really clear on the ideal client and who they want to serve, they know how they want to serve the world. You know, they know
right.
what they're going to put out. So that would be that piece. That piece is so important when dealing with
mm-hmm.
your style, what it is you do.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's really
absolutely
important.
That's why I asked you, because I know I can imagine a new entrepreneur, you know, coming into it, and they're just totally like, what am I going to do? And they're so all over the place. And so, you know, again, we're here to help women come and find their voice and trying to help them hone in, so they won't be, when they come to you, they're so scattered or scared and they won't go out here and to do it. So that's what we're here for. So I was trying to give some tips on some newbies, entrepreneurs who are just coming into, who's coming into being an entrepreneur, or who is ready to make that step and they just don't know where to start at. So let me ask you this, Charisse. What happens, how does it, now we're going to go, since this is going to be our last show and this is going to be where our guests will be the last time our guests will get to hear you until we're working on a project, actually you and I are working on a project in August. So let me ask you, how can a client reach you? And then also too, as you and I know, being a new entrepreneur, you know, everyone is always worried about, oh my goodness, I can't afford it. It's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars. So help out the listeners. One, how can they get a hold of you and find you?
Okay.
And then two, then tell them a little bit about any packages that you have or some opportunities that they can work with you and things like that.
Well, I do think that you did touch on something that's so true. Like, a lot of people do have the fear that, like, if they work with a stylist, especially a celebrity stylist, you know, someone
mm-hmm.
who styles so people on TV, they really feel like, I can't afford her. Of course, like, they don't even think of it. They're like, so many people kind of count themselves out. And so the first thing I want to tell all female entrepreneurs, never count yourself out, because there is always a way. And because we are strong enough to even walk out on faith and believe in ourselves enough to even build a business, we know that we are able to really bring and draw anything into our lives that we want to be able to accomplish. So I have all kinds of packages that I work with people on. You know, I have different types of services. And I could be reached, you know, I'm on Facebook consistently, but I'm Charisse Styles everywhere, at Charisse Styles everywhere. I also have CharisseStyles.com. So you can find me there. I have packages all the way from my virtual style makeover, which is kind of where it's my most popular. It's my baby, so to speak. It's the one I'm the most passionate about. Because I virtually style you. You know, I create a visual board of looks. I give you hair ideas, and I give you makeup ideas for how to tone it up or how to tone it down, you know, for your more glamorous days and for your everyday work life and for your, I'm just running to the grocery store, you know, what kind of lip glosses to throw on. Like, I really break down what works for your skin tone, what works for your brand identity, and I teach you about your body shape. And that is where the power is, Pam. When I teach
Absolutely.
A woman about her body shape and how to choose clothing, compliment her body shape, all that body shaming, all the insecurities, all those mm-hmm. things completely go away, because there is no wrong part of our body. There is no ugly part of our body. It's just about finding clothing and choosing the right clothing that is going to complement that area in the right way, that's going to show
right.
off that area the right way. And so that's what my virtual style experience is about, my virtual makeover. It is me walking you through the process. I create looks for you, literally, like I put together looks for you so you can see from head to toe how to put together looks, what colors work good for you, everything. It's a real awesome, awesome process. I do it while I'm on the phone with you, so I call it my Style for Success call, where I walk you through all of this stuff, you know, and it is literally $497. So at a
wow,
package
that's nothing.
For people, yeah, it is so affordable, because I understand that my desire is to help female entrepreneurs, and I understand that people have all types of different budgets, right?
Right.
And we are at all different kinds of places in our journey. And so I want to be able to empower you, and I want to be able to empower women from the door, because I don't want you to be in your business working in, for years and still needing to align an image with your brand identity, because all of those things are very important from the door. It's very important to have those things lined up. So I have even things, Pam, that I've created, workshops that I've created that are like $47 and $97, because I want to be able to help the female entrepreneur. I want to help her understand how to put together fabulous looks for her body, for her style, for her brand on her budget. You see what I mean? So
absolutely.
I really have packages all the way lined up. I also have some higher end packages where I'm helping you with your visual branding. So we went through that one of the weeks, right? What the visual branding
right.
is, your logo, your colors, your font, all of those things. I also have packages where I help women for your photo shoot. So I help you put together looks for your photo shoot. I help you align, you know, props and things like that to use that will align with your brand identity, that will show off what you're doing and what you're going to be serving the world, you know, in as your gift. So it's that's a really awesome package. I help them with scenery and, you know, where to take your pictures and all that kind of stuff. So I really love that package. Those packages are more mid-range. They're $997. And then
okay.
I have my Luxe package, which is the Luxe package has two different experiences. It's for the one woman who wants me to shop for her, and I create 7 to 10 looks for her. So that is more of like teaching you about your body and shopping for you. And then I have a Luxe package where I'm teaching you about your body, and I'm helping you to align your image with the visual brand. So then I'm literally helping you to choose visual branding things that's going to line up with your image. So it's really, really awesome. My packages go from $497 up to $2497. And I'm not one that doesn't share. You know, some people are like, it's like a hidden secret of what they charge.
Right.
You gotta call this one, call that one, and call this one. But I'm really open because I think I'm super affordable, and I have really awesome competitive prices. I know typically stylists, especially celebrity stylists that have worked with celebrities, really, really charge high end. But because I
right.
work with the online female entrepreneur, I am more affordable. Now, talk to me next year. I don't know. My prices might be in another place. But for right now, I'm comfortable, and I'm loving who I'm serving. So it's an awesome experience.
Well, thank you, Charisse. And you know what? We only have a few minutes left, and I'm so sad that our time is coming to an end. This is so fun, and I enjoyed you on this show so much, and I'm so grateful that you were here. And listeners, I'm telling you, image is very important. Our image has to line up with our brand. If you don't, as we had talked earlier, you can have that missed message going out there, and you don't want that missed message could be going to the potential client that you could have had. So again, reach out to Charisse. She can help you in all shapes, ways, and forms of fashion. She has you do have a May special going on. Is that correct?
Yeah, I do. I actually have an awesome May special going on. So there's some extra bonuses and pieces that are coming with the virtual style makeover. So for the $497. So definitely contact me if you're interested in aligning your image with your purpose.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, I first of all, Sharice, again, thank you so much for being an awesome, awesome co-host.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, this was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. And again, ladies, if the importance of your image and your brand is huge, I cannot stress to you how important it is to have it in line. Again, you don't want that miscommunication or that message being sent out, because that's going out to a potential client, paying client, that could be coming to you. So you don't want to miss out on those opportunities. And so into the end, and so we're all almost to the end here. Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Again, the purpose of our show is to empower women by mind, body, and soul. My name is Pam Stone. I'm your declutter motivational strategist. If you want to look me up, I can be reached on Facebook by Pamela Stone, or I can be also found on Declutter Your Life, as well as the Declutter Power Show. And before I let you go, let today be the beginning for tomorrow. You guys have a great and awesome day, and take care, and always declutter yourself. Have a great one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.